With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The deputy premier has wrapped up meetings in Tokyo and is on board a flight to Hong Kong this hour. I caught up with Minister for Financial Services and Commerce, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, as he was boarding.
Good morning, Radio Cayman. Deputy Premier Andre Ebanks here, live from Tokyo with our government representative to Asia, Jean DaCosta. Just had two solid working days of meeting in Tokyo with financial services, institutions, private sector, government entities. Very positive and impressive reports on the use of Cayman Islands products and recommendations on future business. We also supported the Maritime Authority and met one of their key clients to discuss utilizing Cayman Islands financial services. We now board for Hong Kong, where we will attend a conference and engage Hong Kong stakeholders and those who utilize Cayman Islands services. So thank you very much, and we will provide further details when we return, but all around, very productive set of meetings and engagements for Cayman.
As you heard, Mr. Ebanks is joined by government's representative in the Asia Overseas Office, Mr. Jean DaCosta. An overhaul of policies relating to youth and sports are one step closer to completion. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more.
Results of the National Youth and Sports Policies Survey, a project from the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Heritage, were shared recently with stakeholders at a workshop. The minister responsible, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, said the findings reached an exceptional number of responses. 1,275 people responded to the survey.
This surpasses our initial sample size of about 200 to 300 responses by a significant margin, and I'm truly grateful to each and every one of you who took the time to participate and share your valuable input. As we promoted the survey, a frequent question we received was, why is it so important for the public to complete this survey? The answer to that question is quite simple. It's to ensure that the national policies we draft mirror your needs, your interests, your aspirations, and your perspectives.
Minister Rankin went on to tell everyone that those who responded to the survey provided invaluable expertise and insight and identified emerging areas for improvement. Those who attended the workshop were given a sneak peek at the top concerns. We'll take a look at what the results revealed on News Brief this Friday, the 26th of April.
And you can catch that on the CIGTV YouTube channel. And just 2 days left, the Cayman Islands government is asking for your nominations for the King's New Year's Honors 2025. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
If you know someone who has made an exceptional contribution to the Cayman Islands, you should consider putting their name forward for a bit of recognition with the King's New Year's Honors. The honors system recognizes people who have made achievements in public life and committed themselves to serving the Cayman Islands. They will usually have made life better for other people or be outstanding in what they do, and they must still be actively involved in what you are nominating them for. People receive honors for achievements such as making a difference to their community or field of work, enhancing the reputation of the Cayman Islands, long-term voluntary service, innovation and entrepreneurship, changing things with an emphasis on achievement, improving life for people less able to help themselves, and last but not least, displaying moral courage. If you wish to nominate someone, more information on the honors system, nomination forms, and guidance on submitting nominations can be found at gov.uk/honors/overview. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Those nominations are due by Friday. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Julie Candler. President Biden says Ukraine will receive more arms and equipment within the week after the U.S. Senate approved a $61 billion aid package. President Zelensky said the support was vital for Ukraine. The bill also includes aid for Israel and Taiwan. Britain and Germany have pledged to work together on a new defence initiative. At a press conference with the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz also said the US aid package for Ukraine did not free Europe from maintaining its support. BBC News.